Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, it's Tuesday again, so of course your tita is back. I am back for another K-drama chismisan. But today's episode is a little bit different again from the usual because it is specially dedicated to my fellow titos and titas of K-dramas that are listening. But of course, pwede rin ito sa'yo pamangkin. Ikaw pa ba? But I thought, you know, maybe before I officially retire from this podcast, I can take you back in time when K-dramas are new and the only way for us to watch them is through GMA and ABS-CBN. At eto na nga yung mga dub K-dramas. So think about, you know, pre-Netflix, pre-View, pre-Disney Plus, yan, mga bago pa ma-invento yung mga yan. Now, I know even if kakasimula mo pa lang sa K-drama this year or nung pandemic, I'm sure though you've heard about, you know, maybe through word of mouth or maybe through this podcast, but I'm sure you've heard about the old but classic K-dramas like Jewel in the Palace, Full House, Coffee Prince, Autumn in My Heart, just to name a few. But aside from them, marami pang K-dramas ang nagsilabasan noon. And they may not be as popular as those that I've mentioned, but somehow these K-dramas are living rent-free in my mind and possibly in yours as well for several reasons. So, in today's episode, let me take you time traveling. And for my fellow K-drama titos and titas that are listening, let's see kung ilan sa mga babanggiting kong K-dramas ang pinanood nyo at naaalala nyo pa. It's the early 2000s. Do you remember these K-dramas? Now, before we officially begin this episode is full of disclaimer, masabi ko lang. Gusto ko lang unang-una matandaan nyo na bata pa ako nung pinanood ko itong mga K-dramas. Siyempre, mas bata pa rin kayo pero bata rin ako. Dumaan rin ako sa pagkabata. So, bata pa ako nung pinanood ko itong mga K-dramas. So, these are like 2 decades ago. So, looking back now, I see how problematic some of these K-drama plots. But back then, wala akong kaalam-alam. At marupok po ako sa mga kilig-kiligan kasi teenager din po ang inyong tita. Naging teenager din ako. Parang nitong dekada ko nga rin lang nalaman na yung mga words like grooming or yung mga ganun, yung mga sa mental health, yung mga ganun. So, wag nyo akong i-judge kung bakit ko pinanood itong mga K-dramas na to. Kasi, yun nga, bukod sa wala kaming choice, kasi wala naman kaming ibang mga wala kaming streaming sites. Let me just say that again, okay? Wala kaming streaming sites. Bibihira pa yung may access sa internet. Hindi namin afford. Siyempre, yung mga ano namin, tuition. Kumbaga yung mga allowance namin noon, konti lang. So, syempre, hindi ka naman na makababad sa mga internet shop. Mahal pa rin noon, di ba? So, yun. Just a disclaimer, just throwing that out again. Baka kasi i-judge nyo ako kung bakit pinanood ko itong mga K-dramas na to. Kasi, yes, problematic po yung iba. Okay? So, tandaan nyo na lang yun. Wala kaming streaming sites, okay? Unang-una yan. At yun nga, wala pa kaming masyadong, ano, sapat na information about inappropriate relationships and such. Okay? So yan, yan muna yung mga disclaimer ko. So anyway, simulan na natin, okay? Let's start with the first ever K-drama that was ever shown in the Philippines. remember the K-drama Successful Story of a Bright Girl? Or in the Philippines, it was called Bright Girl. Yan. Now, a lot of you titos and titas of K-dramas probably watched it but don't remember it simply because most of us don't even know that it's actually a Korean drama. Siguro napanood mo siya pero without realizing it, hindi mo alam na ang pinapanood mo na pala ay isang Korean drama. This was the time kasi na patok yung Taiwanese series. 2003, parang ganoon. So, fresh na fresh yung Meteor Garden. So, hibang na hibang pa kaming lahat sa mga Korean series. So, or sorry, sa Taiwanese series. So, to be honest, I also thought that Taiwanese series itong pinapanood ko. Just like most of them. Diba? So again, everything was dubbed. So malay ba namin na iba na yung lingwahe from the original? Okay. Na yung Meteor Garden, iba yung lingwahe ng mga original audio sa dito nga sa Bright Girl. So wala kaming kaalam-alam. Again, it's not being racist. Okay. But again, we grew up in a time na konting bahay lang sa Pilipinas ang may internet. So yun, disclaimer again. So anyway, Bright Girl is about this, you know, cool girl na si played by Jang Nara, who if you tell me na alien siya, kaya di siya tumatanda, di kita ka-questionin. Maniniwala ako sa iyo kasi girl, hindi ko alam kung bakit si ate mo hindi talaga tumatanda. Like nung na yung memory ko sa kanya sa Bright Girl, fresh na fresh pa yung itsura niya. Ganun na ganun yung itsura niya doon sa recent K-drama niya na nasa Disney Plus, yung Family Something Something. Si ate mo hindi tumatanda. Anyway, so yun na nga. So, sa palabas na ito, siya yung bida at syempre, ang kanyang ano dito. So, yung role niya dito, ano siya, purita, mahirap. Pumasok siyang katulong dito sa bahay nung character naman ni Jang Hyuk. So yes, this is their first ever K-drama. It was actually a hit. I think also in the Philippines, medyo for a morning show. I think it's a morning show. And also because sa Korea, it was also a hit K-drama. So, this is their first ever K-drama na pinagsamahan nila. But this is actually, there's like two more. So, there's your My Destiny, tapos itong recent. And in Korea, just so you know, it's not usual. Unlike dito sa Pilipinas, or sa Pilipinas, wala pala ako sa Pilipinas. Unlike dyan sa Pilipinas, na di ba yung pag may love team na pumatok, ay, Diyos ko, sunod-sunod, series, movies, lagi silang magka-pair. In Korea, bihira ang nagiging magka-pares ulit yung dalawang bida na nagsama na before. But etong si Jang Nara at saka si Jang Hyuk, nakatatlo na. So, at ito nga yung first nila. So anyway, yun na nga. So yung pumasok yung character ni Jang Nara sa bahay as katulong sa bahay ng character naman ni Jang Hyuk. So, anyway, yung character naman dito ni Jang Hyuk, laging galit sa mundo, yung palaging inaaway ang mga tao, alam mo yung typical na spoiled brat. So, ayun. So, syempre, warla lagi siya, lagi siyang galit, lalo na doon sa character ni Jang Nara kasi medyo mali-mali din sa ate girl. So, eto naman si girl, palaban. Okay? Syempre, hindi siya papatalo. So, hindi sanay si Bebe Boy na may kinakalaban sa show. Syempre, like every rom-com, nagkainlaban din po sila. Okay. Now, di ko na maalala talaga. To be honest, hindi ko na maalala. Diyos ko, 2 decades ago na to, no? Di ko na maalala the rest of the story, the rest of the plot. Pero, ang natatandaan ko lang talaga is, kinilig ako. Okay? Kasi, yung usual na away galit, diba? Yung magka-opposite attract, ganun. Now, naalala ko rin, na matagal itong in-air sa GMA, hindi ko lang maalaman kung paano nangyari na 16 episodes lang pala talaga siya. Ngayon na nire-research ko siya, 16 episodes lang pala siya. Pero sa pagkakatanda ko, ilang buwan bago ko talagang, ilang buwan kong pinanood itong K-drama na to. Pero yung alam mo naman, sa Pilipinas, diba, may mga ilang series, K-dramas, or mismo mga teleserye natin, yung eksena, dumighay lang yung bida, tapos commercial na agad. Ganon, diba? So, baka ganon na lang yun. Ganon yung ginawa. Kaya sa pagkakatanda ko, ilang buwan siyang in-air, pero in reality, 16 episodes lang siya. Now, it's living rent-free in my head simply because, you know, this is the first ever K-drama. So, after malaman ko na Korean drama pala siya, or what we used to call it as Korean novella. Korean novella. At di siya Taiwanese. So, medyo nastuck na siya sa utak ko. Kasi nga, you don't easily forget your first. Ika nga. So, yun. So, talagang palagi ko siyang naaalala as my first ever K-drama kasi siya talaga yung pinakaunang K-drama in the Philippines. Now, palaisipan lang sa akin kung paano ko napanood itong K-drama kasi ang alam ko talaga, sa pagkakatanda ko talaga, pang-umaga siya. Buong araw akong may pasok. So, hindi ko alam kung anong ginagawa ko sa buhay ko. But anyway, moving on. Next, do you still remember the K-drama Sweet 18? Now, it is possible. Oh, na di mo siya alam kung di ka katulad sa akin na, you know, addict na addict sa mga TV. Halos lahat talaga pinapanood ko noon. Wala akong buhay. Hindi ako nakikipaglaro. TV lang ako ng TV. But anyway, Sweet 18 is about this 18-year-old high school girl and this 28-year-old prosecutor from two ancient and noble clans who were arranged to be married. Yes, I know. Okay, I gets ko naman. Like thinking now how this high school girl gets married to a man 10 years older than her. I now realize how problematic that is. But pamangkin, noon, dead man lang ako dyan. Kasi, nakakakilig naman yung mga kaganapan nila. Especially when they officially live together as married couple. Talagang, enjoy na enjoy si ate mo girl. Dead ma sa 10-year gaps. Dead ma sa problematic plot. Kasi nga, ang importante sa akin noon, kinikilig ako. Okay, but now I know better. Okay, yun na lang yung masabi ko. I know better now, but back then, obviously, hindi. Now, syempre, nung nagsimula na silang magsama as a married couple, ayan ang kilig-kiligan. At, Diyos ko, kahit naman ako, nakabebe pra pa ako nung pinapanood ko tong K-drama na to, handa ako magpakasal kung ganun naman talaga kapogi nung Ajusi. Yung bida dito, si Opa Lee Dong-gun, na recently napanood ko naman sa K-drama na Celebrity. Just thinking about how long this has been, almost 2 decades since this K-drama, it's wow. I just imagine 2 decades ka nang umaarte. But anyway, yun na nga. Yung bidang babae naman dito, si Han Ji, which I don't remember watching her in any recent K-dramas, unfortunately. But anyway, i-research nyo na lang. Now, it's living rent-free in my head kasi, like I said, dead ma ako sa problematic K-drama plot noon kasi bet na bet ko po yung kilig. Yung kilig moments nila. Yung girl kasi dito sa K-drama na to, yung girl, yung unang na in love. So, syempre game na game siya na magpakasal kahit 18 years old pa lang siya. So, yung mga panahon na dapat nag-aaral siya, you know, nagbabahibahayan sila. Pero eventually, yung guy na in love din. So, tulad nga lang sabi nila, she fell first but he fell harder. So, ganun yung naging ganap. Pero again, bakit naging Rufa May ako? Yung sipon ko kasi talaga, hirap na ako sa sipon na to. Hindi na ako tinantanan. Anyway, pero again, yun nga. Huwag nyo nang panoorin, problematic yung plot, pero nakakakilig siya. Hindi ko alam kung ano ba ang ginagawa ko, binabalaan ko ba kayo or iniinganyo ko kayo lalo. So sinabi ko na yun. Basta yun na yun, okay? Moving on to another rom-com series na halos kasabayan din ata. If I'm not mistaken, one of these two nauna lang ng konti or baka yung isa pinalitan ng isa. But anyway, kasabayan ito ng Sweet 18. Do you remember the K-drama Sassy Girl Chunhyang? Now, the main reason it's living rent-free in my mind is because of the title. Yun po talaga. Pag sinabi nilang Sassy Girl, sasabayan ko ng Chunhyang. Ganun, ang sarap lang ulit-ulitin ng title niya, Sassy Girl Chunhyang. Now, anyway, yung plot naman niya, it's arranged marriage again, okay? But this time, thank God, magkaedad po sila. Arranged marriage pa rin, pero hindi naman ganun kalaki yung age gap ng bidang babae sa bidang lalaki. But anyway, yun na nga. So, ang kwento, by some incident, nag-cruise ng landa, yung landas ng bidang babae at ng bidang lalaki. Tapos, laging ginugulo or pinaprank na ng bidang lalaki, yung bidang babae, until one time, nagkasakit yung babae or yung female lead dahil sa prank nung lalaki. So, syempre, yung mokong, kinonsensya, bumisita doon sa bahay ng girl. Tapos, habang binibisita yung girl, accidentally, ininom ni kuya mo yung wine kasi inaakala niya juice. So yun, so syempre, nahilo-hilo, lasing, okay. So sa sobrang lasing ni kuya mo, nakatulog siya doon sa bed sa bahay ng girl. Bonggang-bongga lang, pagkising niya, may katabi siya at si girl yun. Now, so yun na nga. So tapos, dahil nga na bigla na lang, wala namang nangyari sa kanila, okay? Kalma lang, kalma, wala namang nangyari. Lasing si girl, ay lasing si boy, si girl naman tulog kasi may sakit, okay? Recovering. So yun na nga. So natulog siya doon sa bed sa tabi ni girl and kagaya nga ng
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Movie ni Wawid Guzman at Judy Ann Santos na kasal-kasalan sa kalan. Oh, hindi nyo alam, no? Naalala ko yun. Nakokonnect ko siya dito. But anyway, para mapigilan yung chismis na chismis na may nangyari nga sa kanila, ganun-ganun, pinagpakasal ng magulang. O, so yun na nga. So, pinagpakasal ng dalawa. Nagsimula na cute at pabebe yung K-drama na ito. Pero biglang naging seryoso. Hindi ko na maalala kung tinapos ko pa siya. Kasi alam ko talaga, nung simula, cute na cute ako sa kanya. Kasi dalawang estudyante, away. Lagi silang magkaaway, ganun-ganun. Alam mo naman yung mga tipong ganun. So, syempre, enjoy na enjoy pa ako. Tapos biglang naging seryoso siya. So hindi ko na din talaga maalala kung tinapos ko siya. Kasi hindi ko na maalam kung ano, pinanood ko pa yung pagiging seryoso ng kwento na to. Basta, naging super seryoso siya. So hindi na siya umayon sa aking taste as someone na nasa bebebra pa. Pero alam ko talaga, it's living rent-free. Lagi kong naalala tong K-drama na to dahil sa title niya. For some reason, hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero tuwang-tuwa ako sa title niya, Sassy Girl Chunhyang. Ganun. Anyway, now, the next K-drama naman, tumatak siya sa akin kasi sobra ako nitong pinaiyak. Ewan ko kung kayo din. Do you remember the K-drama, A Rosy Life? Ayan, panggabi naman ito. Pang umaga lahat at halos lahat ng sinabi ko so far. So ito naman pang gabi. So pagkakatanda ko, dahil nga pang gabi siya, di ko siya masyado nasundan. Siguro napapanood ko siya pag walang pasok or mga Friday, ganun. At saka, ang bigat-bigat nitong K-drama na to. So anyway, ganito yung kwento niya. So, yung bilang babae, mula pa lang sa pagkabata niya, super dami niya ng sacrifices for the family. Mahirap lang sila, tapos yung tatay niya, lasenggero, ganun-ganun. So, bilang da panganay, so she made so many sacrifices for the family. Di siya nakapagtapos ng pag-aaral kasi nagtrabaho na siya para masuportahan yung dalawa pa niyang kapatid na walang ginawa sa buhay kundi magpakasarap. So one day, nakapag-asawa naman siya, nagkaroon ng anak. So one day, yung asawa niya, sinabihan siya na gusto na siyang hiwalayan dahil may iba ng iba. May iba na ata siya. Parang ganon. So, yun na nga. So, hiniwalayan na siya ng asawa. Nalaman pa ni ate girl na may cancer siya. So, diba? Diyos ko po. Pagkabigat talaga nitong plot na to. So, yun. Yun talaga yung essence ng kwento. So, mula nung malaman niya na may cancer siya, so parang nagbago yung buhay niya na parang, I only have limited time, so might as well take this for myself, ako naman yung unahin ko, ganon. So, it was a journey rediscovering herself. Parang ganon. So, ang bigat. Ang bigat ka. At kung hindi ka nabigatan sa nung pinanood mo tong K-drama, hindi ko na alam kung anong kailangan mo para maging masabing mabigat yung isang K-drama. But anyway, now, ang natatandaan ko lang, eh, mapanakit itong K-drama na to. Kaya siya tumatak sa utak ko. Now, kahit hindi ko siya pinapanood, hindi ko siya talaga nasusubaybayan. Alam mo yung mga may commercials nang aabangan mo sa episode mamayang gabi? So yun, kahit yung napapanood ko na yun, ay Diyos ko po, sobrang naiiyak na ako. Super nakakaiyak kahit yung mga abangan na yun. So, ayun, hindi ko talaga siya, tumatak siya sa utak ko pero at the same time hindi ko talaga sure din na pinanood ko siya. Hindi ko nga maalala kung ano nangyari talaga sa kanya. Alam ko lang yung gist. Alam ko lang yung yung summary niya pero hindi ko maalala yung mga eksena kasi nga hindi ko, parang yung utak ko minsan binablock niya yung mga malungkot, ganon. Tsaka alam ko din nagigil ako sa asawa at kapatid niya nung bidang babae dito, Diyos ko po. So nakaka-trigger po itong K-drama and yun nga, bagets din ako noon, so ayoko po ng maladrama. Gusto ko kilig-kiligan lang, ganun. So, yun, minsan nakakapanood ako ng episode pero wala talagang episode dito na ano, yung parang hindi ka maiiyak. It's either maiiyak ka or manggigigil ka, ganun. Yun yung naaalala ko nung etong A Rosy Life. Tapos, yun nga, tapos nalaman ko pa eventually yung tragic story nung bidang babae. I-research nyo na lang, medyo mapanakit din. So, parang hindi ko na kaya yung double whammy na gano'n, na mapanakit na nga yung kwento, tapos uulitin ko pa. So, once ko lang siya pinanood, yun nga, hindi pa tuloy-tuloy. So, hindi ko na siya binalikan ever. Now, itong next K-drama is very memorable kasi medyo traumatic siya. Not because of the plot, but because of one of the leads, gano'n. Do you remember the K-drama? Attic Cat? Oh, yun yung title. Napaduda pa ako. So, tama ba ako? Attic Cat yung title sa atin. Okay? Cat on the Roof, something ata yung actual title niya. But anyway, sa Pilipinas, sa GMA, ang title niya is Attic Cat. Now, to be honest, di ko talaga din maalala yung plot nitong K-drama nito. Ang tanda ko lang is kaya siya tinawag na Attic Cat kasi tumira si girl sa attic. Ang isa pa sa mga natatandaan ko dito is yung cute opening billboard song something niya. Yung opening niya. Yung intro, kumbaga. And yun nga, very, very cute. And as well as it also has the very young and very cute Kim Rae-won. So, batang-bata pa si Kuya mo dito. This is again almost 2 decades ago. Pero hindi si Kim Rae-won. At hindi rin yung plot yung memorable sa akin, kundi yung bidang babae na si Jong Dabin. Now, shortly kasi after i-air ito, pamangkin, shortly after kasi i-air itong K-drama, eh, nakarating nga hanggang sa Pinas, kasi nga pinalabas sa Pilipinas yung K-drama niya. So, hanggang Pilipinas, yung balita tungkol sa untimely death ng bidang babae. Now, ayoko makatrigger, so di ko na i-mention yung cause of death. So let's just say na it was very traumatic. Someone, I think high school, ganun. Again, one of the reason it's very traumatic is I was young and I didn't know that anyone who died that way because yeah, I didn't know a lot of people at that age. And second, in my little mind, it was not making sense. Na someone who is a lead of a TV series, a series that was aired out in other countries, in the Philippines, you know, would think of doing such a thing. So, sa utak ko, hindi ko siya marap. Hindi marap ng brain ko yung idea na yun. Again, this is the time where we didn't know a lot of things, especially pagdating sa mental health. Even now, mental health discussion is a taboo in the Philippines. Pero mas lalo na nung panahon namin. Like, you guys now are so much are in a so much better place because it's at least being discussed. It's still, you know, a taboo to some, but it's now widely recognized. It's being discussed. We have celebrations just to kumbaga parang to spread awareness of it. Back then, talagang wala. Walang magkwento, walang ganon. So, imot ko na yung pangyayari sa K-drama na ito, pero di ko malilimutan yung drama after nitong series ipalabas. So, yun. Because of that, one fact about the bida nung K-drama. So, yun. That, for me, is memorable. And why Attic Cat is something that really stuck in my mind right now. Tama po bang English ko? Kasi yung sipon ko talagang naapektuhan na yung pagsasalita ko, yung English ko. Kayo na lang mag-adjust, okay? Kasi hindi na nag-a-adjust yung sipon ko eh. Now, last but not the least, something more recent than the rest of those that I've mentioned. Pero would you believe that this has been also more than a decade since it first aired? Ganito na katatanda sila. Hindi, ganito na ako katanda. Do you remember the K-drama Marry Me, Mary? Now, kasagsagan ito ng kahibangan ko kay Jang Kunsuk. Oh my gosh. Who is my original and biggest crush noon? Diyos ko po. May mga printouts ako. May mga stickers. May posters. Yung cellphone ko, may picture niya. Ay, Diyos ko, Lord. So, grabe po yung kahibangan ko niya. Kahibangan ko dito sa kanya. Noong mga panahon na pinapalabas siya. And kasama din niya dito sa K-drama na to, si Kim Jae-wook. Na, Diyos ko, patay na patay din po ako ever since Coffee Prince. So, anyway, silang dalawa, bida dito. At ang pinag-aagawan nila dito is si Moon Gun Young, who played the role of Bethany. Charot! Siyempre, Mary. Mary Me Mary nga, diba? Diyos ko. Tapos Bethany name. Anyway, so ang kwento ganito. Purita Mirasol. Okay? Mahirap siya si Mary dito. At kung at yung kanyang, ano, yung Pudrabels, yung father niya, may business. So, si ate girl had to take odd jobs para lang may pantustos, kumbaga panggastos sa kanilang everyday, lalo pa nung nalugi yung business ni father. So, she was taking odd jobs and in one of those jobs, she accidentally meets this musician. Musician. Sa character naman, yung character naman ni Jang Kunsuk. So, eventually, naging parang frenemy sila. Parang ano, because of constant incidents na nag-meet up sila and then yung friends of friends, ganun. So, naging frenemy sila. So, friends and enemies at the same time. So, sa kabilang banda naman, nag-promise naman yung rich friend nung papa ni Mary na tutulungan silang makapagbayad ng utang kung ipapakasal si Mary sa anak niya na character naman dito ni Kim Jae-wook. O, so, diba? Bonggang-bongga. Now, I know problematic na naman po yung plot kasi hindi po dapat ginagawang pambayad sa utang ang mga babae. Okay? Ang mga babaeng anak. So, anyway, syempre di pumayag si Mary. Pero yung tatay, game na game, to the point na pineke yung pirma ng anak sa marriage certificate. So si Mary naman, to counterattack, sabi naman, nagpakasal na siya doon. Ang press release is pinakasalan niya yung frenemy niya, yung character dito ni Jang Kunsok. Okay? Hindi ko maalala kung bakit pumayag yung character ni Jang Kunsok, pero feeling ko hulog na si kuya mo ng panahon na yun. Anyway, since ayaw magpatalo na mag-ama, then nagkasundo silang dalawa na Mary would spend 100 days with each boylet. And then afterwards, magde-decide si Mary kung sino sa talaga yung pipiliin niya sa dalawang yon. I swear, mas nakakakilig yung kwento kaysa sa pag, ano, yung mismong K-drama sa, kaysa sa pagkukwento ko. Yung kwento ko talagang mabilisan lang. Yung tumutulo na kasi yung sipon ko, kaya kailangan na matapos na tong episode na to. So anyway, so yun na nga, swear, sobrang nakakakilig nitong K-drama na to, na kung ako si Mary, Diyos ko, ipapa-extend ko po yung 100 days na yan with each opa. Charot. Anyway, ang pinaka nagustuhan ko sa K-drama na ito, aside of course sa mga bidang lalaki, charot na maharot, pinaka nagustuhan ko din is yung music na created for this K-drama and also sang by Jang Kunsok. Ay, Diyos ko po. Hanggang ngayon, memorable pa rin siya sa akin. And minsan kapag naaalala ko yung K-drama na ito, piniplay ko pa sa YouTube. Hinahanap ko sa YouTube, piniplay ko yung song niya. Bus something, nakalimutan ko na yung title. Pero lalabas din yun kapag linagay mo Mary Me Mary OST, ganon. So, yun, talagang super memorable itong K-drama na to. Kahit isang, mayigit isang dekada na siyang nakakalipas at hindi siya ganun ka-popular, nag-stick talaga siya sa utak ko kasi talagang, ano siya, kinilig ako. At saka si Jang Kunsok nga. Kilig-kiligan to the point na, yung parang ano, parang asarap lang panalahan niya itong K-drama kasi it reminds you of your younger days. It reminds me of my younger K-drama days. So, ikaw ba, aling K-drama reminds you of your younger days? And ilan sa mga K-drama sa binanggit ko ang naaalala mo and also living rent-free sa utak mo? Let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. It's all at Anyong Tita. And with that, until the next Tuesday, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Samnida, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Annyeong, tita!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.